Hi guys, I'm Athena and welcome back to Dumb and Dumber. So today we have a little fun virtual podcast session.
Courtesy of the new variant.
Yeah. Oh, I'm here with Trisha. You want to introduce yourselves?
Oh yeah. Hey guys, it's Trisha again.
Watch you wave.
I wait to you, okay?
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about the dumb things about each other. I'll start off with Trisha. It's so frustrating to talk to Trisha like on FaceTime because Trisha doesn't know like how to act like a normal person on FaceTime. Like she can't multitask. So then you'll be like mid conversation with her and she'll stop talking. And you'll be like, what? And she'll be like, oh, sorry, I was responding to a text. But she'll stop for like over 30 seconds. Stop
No,
talking.
it's you know why? It's because Athena, first of all, something different about Athena is she needs like attention 24/7.
No, her eyes glaze over for this 30 seconds blank
She
expression.
texts, she calls me at like random times of the day when I'll be like responding to an email or like an important text. And yeah, I
Yeah,
am. My eyes are a little bit, as I'm focusing and like I'll be writing an email to like my boss,
No, but
and
you
she'll be
know
telling me about,
how
you'll be
what?
telling me about like, oh, this TikTok trend, this one thing on TikTok, or do you think Tony Stark was a
Whole conversation on this. You can't act like this is just a me conversation.
No, but I'm giving an example of like the stupid things you say while I'm trying to like write an
No,
email
but
to my
you know, it'd
boss.
be fine if you gave me like a little, hey, I'm responding to this text. You don't.
But then you get mad at me. You'll be like, if I'm like 1 second, you'll be like, so you hate me.
You
You
do
can't
the exact
multitask.
same thing. You do the exact same thing. Okay. Let's see. What's the next thing that makes Trisha dumb?
Something that makes you dumb. Oh, I think one of the funniest things Athena's ever said was she was getting really excited to tell me the story. She was like, I've been telling everyone this. And she meant to say all day, but she got a little ahead of herself and was, I guess, trying to say that she's been telling the story forever, but she hadn't. So she goes, I've been telling the story all the today. The funniest. Just absolute awful.
Okay, we need to talk about this is what makes Trisha really dumb. Like your obsession with pop culture.
Yeah, that is that. I will.
Like beyond unhealthy. It's like sometimes you bring up names and you look at me like I should know these, and then I search them up after and I'm like,
But
why?
like, it's not, it's more passive. It's not like me on like Demois' Instagram account 24/7 looking at like celebrity gossip. Like I just come across it, Or like I like to say I'm engaged with pop culture, but not like to the extent of where like I know all of Justin Timberlake's wives' names,
Okay. I kind of get that, but like, also, like, Trisha has like phases with people. It's really concerning. It's
I do
like,
have faces.
Trisha had a Diplo phase.
We don't have to talk about that. We don't need that to be on the internet now. Lasted way too long. It shouldn't have happened in the
Yeah,
first
I
place.
agree.
And
It's
then,
Diplo. Like, that's like liking, like being
like,
like,
what do you
oh,
want me to say about?
like imagine being like a Calvin Harris stan. Like that's embarrassing.
Well, I wasn't a stan. Like, I never, he was just a celebrity crush. Like, I never liked his music. The only music I enjoyed of his was the music he made with Mark Ronson. But like, I've heard like Diplo remixes and I'm like, I don't really vibe with this. But I just really liked his face and his vibes for a while. So,
Okay.
still embarrassing.
I
Embarrassing.
agree. Let's See, Trish, I can't think of anything because I'm not dumb.
You know, I'm just dumb. Let me think. Oh, Athena's like need for male validation. Like, not even that. And I don't even know if it's male validation as much as it's just like attention, like male attention. You know? It's just like you have to find a guy to manipulate.
No, I don't. That sounds awful, Trisha. That sounds absolutely awful. No, I just like attention from all people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, it's like an only child thing.
Oh, I found something dumb. Your obsession with eating whole baguette. One time I drove us to Walmart to get like food for the Wingspan snack cabinet, and we didn't find anything because it was like, I guess, Thursday and completely empty. And I was dropping Athena back like at school, and she was like, I want to get a snack. So usually you'd pick up like something you'd get from like the gas station, right? Like a packet of chips or an iced tea. Athena pulls, like, I turn around and she comes back with an entire baked baguette. Like, a loaf
of bread. Unbaked?
No, like, freshly baked. That's what I meant. Okay. Like, from the Walmart bakery. And I was like, are you, like, you know I'm not taking you home right now. Like, you have class. And she was like, yeah, Anne. And she went back to school just holding a baguette.
I don't understand why that's like an issue, because you're like, oh, you should get a bag of chips. A bag of chips is like $2.50, okay? Plus tax. My baguette, which is so much more sustenance, nutrient, is $1 and no tax. So I think I won the deal, and people were begging for my bread, my baguette.
Mm-hmm.
And that wouldn't
happen. Okay, I mean, it's just a strange thing to carry around, I feel.
But I think it was smart. I don't think it was a dumb decision.
I think it was a strange decision to make.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll agree with you on that part. But I don't like... I was gonna go. I don't like you, but then I realized that was a little too intense.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to think of something. I mean,
speak your truth, girl boss.
Okay, Trisha always says I'm obsessed with her.
You are obsessed with me,
but I'm not the one who called me at 9 a.m. today.
Okay, that's because I had woken up at 5 a.m. to finish homework.
Uh-huh.
And because I had been up until 12:30 talking with you instead of doing my homework. And then I was working on it from like 5 to 7, and my migraines were so bad that I was like, I can't go to school today. Like, I literally can't. And my mom was like, go back to bed. So I did. I went back to bed, and then I woke up, and I had just opened like my phone, and like, I was already, like, it wasn't, like, a deep sleep, right? Like, it was barely a nap. And then I was, like, kind of bored. And then I saw that you had just liked one of my tweets. So it's like, okay, that means she's on her phone. So I called you.
I think that just means obsessive stalker activity.
Let's see how many times Athena's called me this week.
Okay.
Let's see.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can just both admit that we both just love each other a lot.
Yeah. Look, on Wednesday, God, this is just Wednesday. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We had 8 FaceTime conversations on Wednesday. Yesterday, we had... 1, 2, 3. We had 9.
No, and it needs a preface that these go on for hours.
Yeah, they're not like 5 minutes. Like, hey, no, sorry, I have to go. They last like 2-3 hours usually.
Yeah. Like, yesterday we probably talked for over 4 hours.
Oh, yeah. Okay, wait. It's okay, if you click on it, it says how long each of them are.
I know, that's how, like, FaceTime works.
Okay, you know what?
Another thing that Trisha's pretty dumb at is technology. Trisha is like a grandma. I was trying to tell a story, a funny story on what happened to me. I was really embarrassing on Snapchat. Like, I sent something. If you guys are familiar with Snapchat, you can, like, remix snaps. And you can basically send the snap, like, back to someone. But I was doing it because I thought this girl's snap on her story was funny, and I was going to put it on my private story. But then I realized you couldn't do that. So while I was trying to tell a story to Trisha, and I, like, sent the snap to her. Sorry, didn't finish my story. But trying to tell this story to Trisha. Trisha doesn't understand Snapchat at all. So I spent the first 20 minutes explaining to Trisha, like, the simple aspects of Snapchat.
Listen. I think Snapchat is really dumb. But
I agree. We have a whole episode. I have been
entertaining the idea of getting one just to see people's private stories.
Like, yeah, I think you should. And I think yours would be really funny, too.
I think so, too. Like, I think it would be fun. I don't know if it'd be funny, but it'd be super fun for me. And I feel like it's a new way to harass my friends and, like, kind of infiltrate their lives a little more. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you're missing out.
So that might be coming in the near future of, like, the next 3 days. That is the weirdest thing I have ever seen in my life.
I just showed Trisha on my something on my Snapchat story, but what else? There's so much stupid stuff about Trisha.
So much stupid stuff about it. What else? Let's see. I think that has a bad concept of time.
You do too.
Yeah, but I'm talking about yours right now. She was telling this Snapchat story 20 minutes. It took maybe 5 minutes in total for her to explain.
But Snapchat. It's because of your fault of not understanding Snapchat. Or what
it wasn't 20 minutes long. Oh, also, Athena will do this thing sometimes where if you are even, like, slightly not joyous or incredibly positive, she will take that as a deep personal attack. one time I was really busy and I was working, and Athena came up to hug me, okay, and I was just like not real, and I was like, hey, sorry, I'm like working. That's what I said. That is exactly what I said.
No, it's not.
That is literally what I said. 20 minutes later, I'm in a better mood. We're eating lunch, and Athena tells Maya, one of our friends, also on Wingspan, she goes, yeah, today Trisha was in such a bad mood. We, like, sat down, and I went to go say hi to her, and she was like, get away from me. I didn't. She was like, not now. Get away from me.
Literally pushed me away.
I didn't push her away. I literally didn't. I was like, sorry, not right now.
And, like, no.
My hands. I did not push you over. See, this is an example of her.
I thought of something stupid that you're going to call me out on sooner or later. But I'm going to keep it to myself.
No, if I don't remember it, you have to tell me.
Okay, if you don't bring it up. But Trisha also has no concept of time.
Yeah.
Just, like, mm-hmm. Zero.
Yeah.
Like she said today, she woke up at 5:30 to work on her ISM board, which is supposed to be done.
Mm-hmm.
When?
Oh, today. It was due today.
You sure?
Yeah.
When did you say it was done?
Oh, when did I say it was done? I thought I would be done by last night.
Okay, but then you decided to take breaks between every letter you wrote.
No, for some reason, this ISM display board was, like, the death of me. It was supposed to be done, like, a month ago, and I just turned in, like, a blank board. But a bunch of people did, so that was fine. And then it got moved to this week. And for some reason, after a month extension, I still didn't bring myself to do it.
Okay. I'm going to bring up the thing that I do that's really dumb. I'm so excited. And I'm self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
I am not aware of temperatures.
Oh my God. Athena has no sense of like how to dress for the weather at all. We went to go get Sonic and I was like, it's gonna be cold outside. And she still wore like one jacket when it was below freezing temperature.
Okay, no, but it was like, we're going to Sonic. We're gonna like stay in your car.
But like, still.
It's the walk to your car that I had to sustain, and I think that's less than 10 seconds, and I jogged, so probably like 5 seconds.
But okay, that one time we were getting, like, she was planning out her outfit for the next day of school, and I was like, it's about 30 degrees outside. So she's like, but this t-shirt with a jacket like will work. It was a cropped like Brandy Melville.
It's not a Brandy Melville.
Like, I think the fabric is as thick as maybe tissue paper. And a jacket that was also cropped. And not a jacket. It was a cardigan. And she was like, I feel like this is warm enough.
Okay. It's really hard for me to translate the numbers and do how it actually feels.
It's a percentage. It's 30% cold.
See, after you explained that to me, that made a lot more sense. But I didn't think of it that way.
Do you know how to read an analog clock?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I was going to be like, then that'd be something dumb about you.
Okay. Trisha has this thing where she likes to pretend to, like, be aesthetic or something.
Yeah.
On her spam, but I think it's cute at the same time. I don't think it's really that dumb, but like, I could never do that because I know I would be clowned.
Oh yeah.
So I think I'm just more jealous than anything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was that.
TBH. Okay. That's another dumb thing about
yeah, Trisha can't stop with the internet slang. And yeah, Trisha can't shut up about the internet. Like, Trisha is just like, whenever she hears anyone use any term ever, Trisha picks up on it and will not shut up about it for the next 2 months. So now Trisha's new thing. Watch her in the next podcast say IG.
IG. I mean, like, it's really funny to me, not to anyone else. But I've gotten so many people start saying TBH / TBF.
Our mutual friend Varun said he goes, and he goes, oh no, Trisha got to me.
I yassified him.
No.
Oh, Athena's new thing with Wordle.
Yeah, because Wordle's fun.
Yeah, but she's really bad.
I am pretty bad at Wordle.
Athena's really bad at like crosswords too.
No, I'm okay, yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Sometimes the like New York Times mini stumps me. Every once in a while.
Okay, this goes back to my stupid pop culture thing. I have a pop culture crossword that I play.
We got it together, but yeah. I'm really bad at it.
And I play it every morning.
No way! You still play it?
I still play it. It's really fun.
I don't play it because it like says an actor and I'm like, I don't know who this is.
I had one the other day. Sometimes they have themes and there's a Marvel themed one. It was really easy.
You should have told me.
This was when you were getting like tested for COVID.
Still. I'm able to like crossword.
No, you were like, I'm sick. I'm going to go get tested.
Yeah, and you this is an app. It's not like a physical crossword.
I wasn't about to be like, okay, cool. By the way.
No, yeah, that's what you should have done.
I mean, okay, next time you're like getting tested for COVID, I'll... What else?
Trisha has this thing where she really likes to be against me and use her power as editor in chief. Like,
I have never, ever done that.
yeah, you have.
Lies.
Oh, I know something dumb that Trisha does. I'm gonna show Trisha. Trisha has Photoshop issues. She loves Photoshopping herself with random fictional characters to be like, look, we're on
Okay,
a
first of all, I've
date.
done this once
It was
with
twice.
one character. I did it two pictures with one character.
But still.
And it was a joke. Like, it wasn't supposed to be good.
It's like you put in this much effort for the joke.
Wasn't that much effort. I literally just cropped it, like, freehand cropped it on my phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I still think it's an issue. Also, Trish has an obsession with sad Matt Murdock.
Yes, that picture of sad Matt Murdock at the end of, I think it's like the end of season one, where he and Foggy are fighting. If you guys watch Daredevil, that when he's like so sad, because everyone talks about Florence Pugh's sad face, which is a great sad face, but Matt Murdock's like had me sobbing.
Okay.
I really like that picture of the bird with a pearl earring that I sent you.
Thanks. Oh my gosh. This is also another thing. Last sad thing that Trisha did. Trisha compared me to Foggy.
Yeah,
From
Athena
Daredevil.
has the same haircut as Foggy Nelson.
Okay, so we're gonna end the podcast off there.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my gosh. You guys can let me know if I have the same haircut. My hair's not that short, though.
Mean, how are they gonna know? Like, this is just a video. This isn't a video.
I also don't have a side part.
Okay, but still, like, the vibes are there.
Also, you did not say I have the same vibe as Foggy Nelson.
I feel like I have similar vibes
I
to
think you do too.
I love
Maybe I'm like Matt and you can be Foggy.
you're definitely not Matt.
How am I not Matt?
Because you're too like Matt has a very like put together exterior, and he's very like reserved. And you're what I would say is a dynamic personality. You know?
No, then who would I be? Would I be Karen?
No. Let me think. You'd be Kingpin.
I'd be Kingpin. Did you say I'd be Kingpin? That is, I think that's even more insulting than Foggy.
No.
Okay, we're gonna end
Well,
it
you know
here.
who you are. You know that the guy who's like who Karen kills, who's like bestie
Yes.
with Wilson.
You cannot tell me I'm in. I feel like these are all huge insults.
No. I thought you said you liked that character.
No.
You
I
know
just
what?
thought I
My
think you like
effort
might have a crush on
gave me
Kingpin.
the same vibes as the Russian brother that I like.
Okay, whatever. Okay, well, we will see you guys next week.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
And bye.
Bye.